In the film I, Robot, Will Smith plays a detective who doesn't trust robots because he himself was rescued from a car crash by one that deemed his survival more statistically likely and leaving a 12-year-old girl to drown. It's a grim view of the future from a sci-fi film based on the theories first introduced by Isaac Asimov novels. The movie came out more than 10 years ago, but according to the scientific journal Nature, the future is now, because those same laws of robotics are an important part of a new technology coming to the Washington metro area, self-driving cars. Sure, it sounds simple enough. You get in a car and you ride. But accidents happen. And if a car has to make a decision on what to do if something goes wrong, do you trust a computer? How will it know the difference between a fleeing criminal and a woman running from an attacker? Would it swerve to hit a dog before, say, colliding with another car? Or perhaps, to put it more bluntly, might a car decide to kill you sitting inside of it to minimize deaths outside of it? We'll see. But in the meantime, hand me the keys. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.